Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Disturbed by the news you're telling me, though.
Well, you mean with the heat?
Oh.
Freezing.
Is the COVID worse?
Well, no, I think it's getting better, but I still have
it. How much do you have it that, like, a month later, you don't know if it's getting better, though?
Yeah. It's, no, I really feel not bad at all. But it's, I shouldn't say that. I have symptoms. I do have symptoms, weird symptoms where my heart races and then it palpitates and it feels like gurgly.
I have that almost too, but.
Yeah?
I think that's my heart murmur.
Well, you should get it checked out, you know? You should always get these things checked out. Because it could be underlying problems. And not everything means heart attack, but it could be like a leaky valve, or it could be a rhythm issue, you know? So.
It might be.
But the house is just freezing. And how was your luncheon with Harrison? That's what I want to know. How was that?
Well, we said it was good.
Yeah, but I didn't talk to you.
Yeah.
So it was good?
I texted you yesterday.
What time?
After the lunch.
You texted on his phone?
No. I texted on my phone. What are you talking about?
You sound tired.
I was actually ready to talk an hour ago, but then I spoke to Nani, and having to yell for her to hear me,
it
drained me the fuck out.
Yeah,
but like, you didn't even text me, so like I was just on the phone with her for longer and longer, and she's just crying about how she has to move out or something, and how she both doesn't feel good but doesn't want to move out to get more help, but now you come at me with like you have your own set of things in addition to everything you deal with for her and dealing with her.
Yeah, she's been very difficult.
Yeah.
And she can't hear anything on the phone, which is just terrible.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's a lot.
Yeah. But now you're telling me you still have, like, the heart thing, so it's all very concerning.
Well,
there's no reason to celebrate.
Sure it's okay. I'm going to make sure it's okay. That's why I'm going.
Yeah.
I make time in my schedule to do things that are important, you know? And although I'm working and I had the oil guy supposed to come, I said, could you come a little bit later because I have this appointment. So it's just all coordinating everything. So did you enjoy your time with Harrison? Tell me about that.
Yes. We had a very nice day. But it got cut short. He had to go to the AT&T store, like, an hour. We were supposed to watch the whole football game, and I had my computer out. I was doing so much coding looking and to fix my problem, but he had to leave because of his stupid mistake, apparently.
Do you know what he did?
Yeah.
He phone on time.
I remember you said it has to be at the end of the month, and he kept thinking it was 30 days, I guess. No one told him.
I told him 2 weeks, 14 days.
Yeah, I remember.
He didn't hear me.
Yeah, he did.
And when he told me he was in jeopardy of the 800, I, like, acted on it very quickly.
Wait, so what ended up happening in the end?
It went fine because we...
Oh, it worked out. Oh.
It did, so I'm really glad.
Well, it was...
You didn't get a new phone, but, you know.
I don't need one, though.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then we're going to get together next weekend. On the 6th.
Yeah, the food was excellent. I wish you were there. But
it looked so good. Actually, in my blood work, my hemoglobin was down a little. Nothing pathological, but I think that's from, like, red meat. Like red blood is hemoglobin.
Down though or up? Like
it was low.
Does that mean you have to eat more or less?
It's not significantly low, but it was a little on the low end. So it means I have to eat more red meat, maybe.
Yeah.
So when I saw that juicy steak, I know. Oh, it was so good.
It was.
So anything else going on with you? I know you said you were going to start your job, sir, in January. So I didn't know if you did that.
Wait.
I thought you said you were going to start a job search in January. Did you say that? Did you not?
I'm imagining it. I have spit in my mouth.
What?
I'm not looking for any job right now. I just got my computer back.
Oh, okay. That's true.
Literally just got it back, and I had so many problems. How is your computer? Because I had so many
problems.
My computer is working amazing. But now doing the new thing, it's not even the thing I originally tried to do, which broke it in the first place. It's like a horizontally related, but not exactly the same, similar type. It's like the same system, but different type of thing I'm trying to do now, a different aspect. And it reminded me of the issue you have, how you described it, that you do one thing and the thing, and it seems like it works. You work so hard for like 5 hours. And then you're working hard for another 7 hours and it doesn't work. And I was on like my third leg of that yesterday when I had to go to the lunch. So I actually started out the lunch very stressed because I was working all morning to solve something. And I go rushing down after a shower in 30 seconds. I even tried to call you in between. But I get to downstairs and I'm like 4 minutes late. And Harrison says, "Little late," like in front of the doorman, like he wanted like that real estate guy Sammy to hear that he said to me,
"A
little late."
I don't think he wanted him to hear. Don't be ridiculous.
He was like right, like within like a foot. And Harrison said it like so loud.
And I'm sure Sammy doesn't care.
No one cares. But like. Then I explained to him how difficult my morning was since like 8 a.m. work or 10 a.m. working, and now it was 2. But he just says like a fake motivational speech after, like, "You get stronger from more that you try to learn." I'm like, "I know, that's why I'm doing it," but it was just frustrating. So like I couldn't relax at first, and then he seemed kind of disgruntled. I wasn't really talking when we tried to watch the game, that I was just doing the thing. But finally, I got it done last night, and then I contacted you, and things work infinitely better now.
But
good. I was stressed. It was like 3 different problems over 3 days, all semi-related.
So did you watch the game with him or not?
Well, even so, even though I was coding while we were together watching the game, after an hour, he had to leave to do the thing he messed up with.
Oh, I see. So did you stay there waiting for him?
Oh, he actually offered that I could stay and watch it while he was away, but I'm sure he would have maybe, like, told me to, like, go home early anyway, even if I did, like, watch it in his room while he wasn't there. But I didn't. Because my computer was dying, I still had work to do, so I went back to my room anyway. But it wasn't like he would have even been there.
Right, I understand.
But,
all right, well, I'm glad you had a nice time.
Well, the steak was so good.
Did you offer to pay him for the luncheon?
He didn't ask me, but I sent him, like, $50 today.
That was nice.
Well.
Oh, that was nice. I'm not even working. That's very
I don't like to feel like a free, even though it is on the costumes, I don't like to be a loather of free if I have the money for, like, toys and I could afford my own food.
Right,
like,
right.
He worked hard for his money and I'll do that for mine.
Right. All right, good.
Yeah.
So it sounds good.
Yeah, no, the code is going so much better.
Oh, so good.
So, like, I had a pit in my stomach during the lunch yesterday, even though the food kind of quenched that. It was like, once I ate, it was a upward trend, and it's just been going better and better since. But,
good.
No, like, it was like, it was miraculous that I just found it last night, and I got to enjoy the second, the final football game without stressing. So for the first one, I was really working hard and didn't really get to enjoy, but the food was so good. We'll have to go there again. The steak, I think it was better than the time we went for my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that was even possible. It, like, mm-hmm. you bit into it, and it was like biting into a piece of, like, butter meat. It didn't feel like an actual food. It felt like...
Mm-hmm.
It was like jelly almost. It was, and that was
wow.
steak. It was like butter jelly. It was insane. But then, like, it starts to cool down, and then like the pizza, it doesn't taste the same after it cools. But for the first few moments, butter jelly.
Oh, good. Well, you sound good. My mouth was fluttering when I saw
it. I know, and we had so much fun last year, and I don't know why he didn't want to do that, but I'm. Really happy that we're going to get together. Maybe I'll come to the Hamptons this weekend. Who knows? But
maybe
I'll think.
Thursday night.
Yeah, no commitment, but you let me know and maybe
okay.
I'll see how I'm feeling. But the coding's going much better, so even though I'm not officially applying to jobs right now, I have a lot of issues and I'm working through them. So
good.
I learned so much in the last. It's trial by fire, and so you didn't solve your full computer problems.
No, I didn't, and actually, I can't get into it now.
Oh my god!
I'm gonna have to call somebody back right now. In fact, Neil got the booster. He just reminded me. I want to call him, see how he's feeling.
Oh, good.
So I can schedule. But let me go because I think I'm gonna ask Joe to go get some heaters for here.
Oh, space heaters. Cold. Yeah.
Yeah.
I learned so much with the code. I feel a million times better. Thank you for being. Sorry we couldn't talk much this weekend, but we'll talk later tomorrow. So
okay, I'll be home tonight.
I get tired at night, but let me know how your Echo card
right.
is.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Love you.
Bye,
love you.
Miss
Bye.
Sister. Love you.
I miss you. Bye. Hey, dear.
Who?
What, honey?
Alex?
Yeah, hi.
What did you want, honey?
What, love?
Huh? Why can't you call me directly?
Oh, I was talking to Mom. I have Mommy on the phone.
What? Alex, you can't come here. I don't feel good.
Boston chicken! I have a slice of pizza and a veal cutlet palm hero I'm going to heat up with some garlic knots, my love.
Alex, please, I don't feel good.
My love!
The doctor said no company.
Wow. I may have just actually fully finally
You have things to do.
Yep.
And you have nice things to do.
Yep. Finally fracked. Kill the vibe of gears. When Noni says,
I'm terrible, I don't feel
don't
good.
Come, she mean come.
Kill
the vibes of gears.
I don't feel good.
I'm sorry.
You
I'm sorry. I'm all fucking sorry.
I'm gonna rest you.
Go! Good. Go.
Maybe I'll get better.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going on there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, but there's always something to do there. What is your brother doing?
I love my brother. We had, oh boy, wish you were there. We had big fat steak flopper-loopers last night.
You love your brother?
I love my brother.
You love him?
My brother, I like. I like you.
Of course.
Ah, we had
your
steak.
A good brother.
We had steak, and I paid him for it. She just hangs up. What, dear? Oh.
Please, honey.
Then go, then.
Go. Quiet.
Go, go.
Okay.
Good. I want to come over one day in the future.
No, it's better you don't.
I'll come in the summertime.
I'm not feeling well. When the weather is not
it's
good,
sad.
I feel
yes.
Better,
it's sad. I used to not want to go to Nani as much and made excuses. Now she
what?
Too... sick
don't
to have me.
My friends have nothing to do with you. You're a pest,
Joel.
Don't bother them.
Sue said I'm not nice. Sue said I'm mean.
No. You're not being nice to me.
Not considerate.
I don't feel good.
I know.
And I don't want you to come. Doctors told me.
Call Sue. Call Sue.
What?
Tell Sue I'm sorry.
You have a nice place there.
Yep.
Go down and go have something nice to
good.
Eat.
Go.
Go with your brother.
My brother. Oh, we had steak, my dear. Steak.
I don't understand what you're saying.
We were at Peter Luger.
He had fever?
Yeah, celebrating.
He had a fever?
Yeah.
I don't know. Don't go near him either. Maybe he's sick.
Yeah. He has a girlfriend.
I don't know. Honey, you got a nice place there. Buy some food.
My dear.
Yeah. And that's it.
Oh, love. Bon voyage, gay buddy.
Listen, when I'm well.
You're well. Go.
And that's it.
How's
no,
Jack?
I don't think I'm going out at all.
How's Jack?
Jack is fine. It has nothing to do with you. Stop bothering him.
Go.
He's busy working.
I love Jack.
You love Jack?
Yeah.
You don't even know Jack. You met him?
No.
He's got a
big fat wife. I love big
his
fat.
His wife is not well. She's very sick.
Yeah.
She has stomach problem. Don't ever say anything.
I will.
She don't feel good.
My bro's got a big fat girlfriend. He wants.
What?
Brother has a big fat baby girlfriend.
And the brother stays home. He
doesn't
feel good.
He's smart. He's a gay one like me.
Yeah. What?
My love.
Alex, there
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I love you. How's the doctor, brother?
How's the
brother's trying to be a surgeon, I thought. Jack's son is a surgeon. A doctor.
The doctors are doctors. Yeah. And I don't know which one is good and which one is bad.
Yeah.
I have one I go to, but I don't particularly, care for it.
Yeah.
You have doctors there.
No, they didn't want to see me. They thought I had disease.
If you need a doctor, you have one there. You go to the medical department.
They told me they wouldn't see me, though.
They go on the street. They have them.
Because they have
Remember
disease.
We went in?
Oh, yeah. I wasn't there, but yeah. I'm street. I love you.
Goodbye.
I'll call you later.
What?
I'm going to give you a call
I
soon.
I have to lay down, Eddie.
Go then.
I want to take a nap.
Good. I love you.
Okay.
My darling.
I'll talk to you later.
You're the best grandma in the world.
I'm too tired now.
Please.
All right.
Bye-bye,
honey.
My love. Bye, darling. That's normal.
Alex, why are you bothering Jack? You shouldn't bother him. He's a working man. That's not fair. You shouldn't do that. What is it that you're bothering him? You understand?
Team shift. My dear.
What?
Great grandson? Who are you talking to, my love?
You are my great grandson.
Yep. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You're my grandson.
I'm your great grandson, yeah. I am your great grandson.
One of my friends.
Who?
Esther.
Esther! She knows me. I know it, Mom.
Don't call any of my friends.
Oh, Esther.
Any of my friends, you hear?
My love.
You don't bother them. You're a scotch.
Ooh, yeah.
You're a scotch.
All right.
Pussycat.
Yeah, yeah!
How are you, Alex?
Hey, babe. I'm well.
Not well?
No.
What's up? Your head?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my love. I'm going out tonight to the ballroom with David, my love.
Where are you going? To the ball game?
Yeah, the ballroom with David, my babe.
Oh, the ballroom for David?
Yeah.
Is he make-believe?
Yes. He's not real.
Make-believe?
He's not real. Where did he set go?
Is he crying? What is he crying about? What? You didn't have a fight, did you?
Weird. I haven't paid my rent.
Yet.
paying my rent in a day, in 7 days late, and they done sent me an email, darn it.
Alex, goodbye.
My bye.
And stay warm. Don't go out gallivanting. It's very cold today. And I think it's gonna snow tomorrow.
Oh, my love.
So if you need to buy anything, make sure you
don't spend your life on a fucking ode, man. Indian and fro. But just do a piece and prawn it.
What?
I'm so sorry, my love.
What about what?
My brother hangs out at gay bars with his big fat boyfriend.
You're kidding.
No.
Well, why does he do that?
He wanted to meet someone nice. And he has a girlfriend right now.
He likes to hike.
Yeah. No.
So he looks for fellas that like to hike.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. He goes up the mountain.
Oh.
He rides them all day.
He's what?
He's bored and unscrupulous, my motley turd, now Huntley Saint.
He's what?
He's a horde in the gear tube out. A type
he's
of.
He's a horrible guy?
Eh.
He's not a horrible guy.
No. Girls, girls, girls. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, ah, ah, hey, hey.
Did you have a nice dinner with him?
Oh, lovely, my love. It was good. So good.
Good.
I missed you.
It was safe.
Big fat luger.
What?
Ruminating on the boogers.
What?
Him and the whole, like, the way they thought we were Hin Pan Studge and Stempler Stupa, but two Edward Stupen's best gay earthed friend, Dirtly Man Van Jensen.
I don't know what you're saying, honey.
My love.
I don't know what you're saying.
What did Esther have to tell me?
I don't know what you're saying about Harrison.
We went out for steak.
Oh,
very much.
Good.
Yeah.
What is it called, a steak, do you know?
A
sirloin?
A sirloin and a filet.
And a potato?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
My man.
I would think he knows where to eat.
We got a Caesar salad.
He'll learn.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can come. Hold on a minute. So glad I got you in. I'm gonna be headachy later because I was coding all day.
Because,
what?
I'm in the pot eating in between.
Oh my god.
Yoga, so
oh my lord.
I'm just eating a little bit.
Oh, so you're in the parking lot waiting to go into yoga, I guess. Is it at the same place?
No, but near each other.
Oh, okay. Nice.
How are you? So you do the talking because I'm chewing.
Oh, okay. Working for 6 hours today to fix 4 or 5 problems. I made huge headway, and I feel so much better. And, Harrison was upset about something. I think just the football game or something. But he had a date, so did I tell you he was seeing someone or was excited enough to tell me? Or he had a date. Or whatever. On Monday, a second date with the girl who does the coronavirus, I guess, vaccine scheduling for Dwayne Reed. Or she... Not scheduling. She actually works with software. She's her label is designer, so she fixes interfaces for maybe the computer system. It seems, for it. He was so excited. What on? I asked him if he still uses that app, the League, that he met Allie on. He says it's no good. I didn't say that you met Allie on. I just knew that he had used it with that and other things, but doesn't use it. He uses just another one. I think it's called Hinge, or I don't know if he's on J-Swipe, but there's a couple of them. But he's not using, like, the exclusive or, you know, that one anymore with the upper-level college people, I guess. But he seemed excited about this one, but he seemed more concerned that his friend Sajib uses the... First of all, he told me about the ski trip. As you said, he was with another boy, and that boy had a girlfriend, but that girlfriend didn't want to go to that one. So it would have been all couples, but he did have another guy, so he said it wasn't nearly as awkward. Or he said there were a lot of people, and he had another guy who, although wasn't single, was single that day. So it wasn't... It sounded very nice. Even though he said he stunk at skiing, and I can relate when you haven't gone really ever, but... Yeah, no, but he says Sajib has celebrity status because he's the musician, alleged, and his music's on the radio. So he gets to use a celebrity dating app, which I'm sure Shari or whatever had tried to get on or whatever. But, you know, what elite celebrities use. And Harrison says, Sajib is so upset that girls know he's a music celeb and they all want to use him. He's worried, are trying to get at him for the money and his celebrity name, and he's scared he can't find love on his own, so he's very disgruntled. And I'm thinking, like, well, that's well and good, but we should be more concerned about ourselves without celebrity status than Sajib, who can't. But it's a Sajib show. He goes out with Sajib, and we walk by this bar. He says, I go to this bar all the time with Sajib. And I say, is that a gay bar? He says, it's not as much anymore, but yes, it is.
So is Sajib gay?
I don't know. I thought he was at one point, but apparently they go for girls, or so he says, but they hang out at a gay bar all the time. So, No, it is a gay bar, but he says not all gay people go. That it's like, in Brooklyn, which is kind of true, that they kind of mix it a little bit because it's a little quirky and hipster, but I have no idea. I'm not positive, but he hangs out at a gay bar, so that's what he's up to. But good to see he's making good use of the promotion time. But sorry if I'm talking too much or not enough, but the Hamptons this weekend. I didn't know either, but Harrison's taking up concern that Sajib is upset he's going to be used for his money, while Harrison's still working on that date 3 range. The third date is, like, a big issue for us. I don't think I've ever even gotten a second in the past 4 years. I haven't even gotten the first in the past 2, but he seemed very concerned about Sajib being in high demand and worried about intentions. It's... ironic, but I know, I was bummed when he said, no, for sure not going to the Hamptons! Like, he seemed very exclamatory, but I thought maybe he would even go for like a day and a half or something, but do you not? Nani's not going to go to the Hamptons, obviously, right?
No.
I feel bad, because like, I would want to go, but like, it's far, and it's like 3 days that I feel like don't get back with, I don't know, doing my project. I do get in a funk when I leave and come back, but what are you guys doing there this weekend?
Well, there's gonna be a snowstorm.
Oh yeah, there's gonna be a storm. No, I feel bad when I don't go. Even though we are seeing you next week, I do feel bad missing weekends with you because you're such a good mom.
Press with them.
Yeah. And you have to go since you haven't been in a while. And even though it's a snowstorm, you had things you had to... And is a guy coming? Are you... Wait, I thought you got that pack 2 days ago.
Oh, 2 days ago, right.
I thought I was remembering it. Yeah.
And I didn't go that long because God forbid,
it's
like freezing
here. Oh, I know. Then it's all having a house is kind. It's sort of like what happens with software that if you don't check it every now and then, a link or a path will break, and then you have to see what happened. Like because they always update it, so it's kind of that's the equivalent of the elements messing with your house, kind of. Sorry, I'm in code mode, but...
Alright. Alright, hon. So, are you going to see him this weekend or no?
I'm sure I'll see him. It's usually not even on the weekend, but he likes to hang out on Monday. Once in a while, we see each other on the weekend, but we've been seeing each other on Monday night. I guess he's been booked, but although he has been exceptionally busy... I know, it's like, even though I stay back, it's not like I even see him on those days, so.
Right. Alright, Mom, well, I guess next week will be a definite, but I'm gonna have to go because I gotta get ready. The class is like
a. Oh, you going. Do you have to change in, like, a locker? I thought you were in gym clothes, alright.
It doesn't matter, I gotta get, like, situated in the class.
Oh, okay. I feel bad about not going to the Hamptons, so. And we had talked about it. But now I'm getting like Nani, where I say, no, no. And I say, I'm sad that. You're like, sad about what? Sad that I'm sad that I said no. I know. Maybe we should talk about this another time, but. Did you have anything to say? You hardly said a word. But...
No. I'm done.
Are you mad that I'm not going to the Hamptons, though? Like,
no,
I...
I'm not mad at all. No.
Alright.
I mean, it's nice when
you're
mom, but...
No, and I... No, because, like... I know you have to go... No, and I don't... I really don't go much. Although it is difficult to get to. But I do have a nice time when I go with you, and then we say, oh, I'm glad I came. Usually when it's not, like, an insane trip home, like, by bus or whatever, but, No, but I also do like to spend time with you, too, and we feel so much better after, like, a lot, where it's also not rushed, like, just a dinner or a lunch or something.
I know. I know.
No, but that's why I'm always so on the fence that, like, if it was a little easier, I would put in more of an effort to go. So I try and, like, either get Harrison or Nani to come so I could have, like, a half as hard time around. But,
Listen, I'm going to have to get going. Could I call you after the class?
Yeah, either today or tomorrow morning.
I'll call you after the class. Okay.
Yeah, no, I will have a headache later because I was kind of calling all day, but text me or, you know, I'm sorry, I know you have to go.
I have to go, I'm so sorry, I just have to get going. I gobbled down this food, I want to have a drink, and I want to just, you know, get my stuff ready, so I have to go, I have to leave.
Oh.
But I'll call you at about 6:15,
Yeah, either today or tomorrow in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know you'll probably be rushing all day tomorrow to get your work done so you can get off and going to the Hamptons.
I know. All right, Alex, I gotta leave. I'm sorry. I have to hang up, okay? Love you.
What was that, dear?
I'll call you later. I'll call you when I'm done.
All right, darling.
Okay.
Okay, Bubby, bye. Oh my God. says, I know. When she has to, I know.
Hi, Alex.
Esther?
Huh?
Esther,
no,
who's calling?
Somebody else.
Oh. Oh, well.
You interrupt the call?
My dear?
You shouldn't have.
Oh, my love. God bless.
Because you dialed Esther's number?
Yes.
Don't you ever do that again.
Okay, my love.
Don't
I never...
you ever do that again.
Oh, Guido.
Do you understand? Don't do that.
Okay.
That's not polite.
I know, love. I'm so
you don't
sad.
Do that.
I'm
what
sorry.
Did you say?
I said you're a good grandma, of course.
What?
I said you got a good down brown hand
don't
job and a dabbly
that.
Type of paws.
That's bad manners.
Whoa, whoa.
You picked up the phone and called her.
Bound chicka wow. Dang lang a titty down a bong.
She'll think you're cuckoo.
Oh, without even. My dog. Never.
Yeah.
Never again.
What did she say to you?
She said, put Molly on. Your grandson is annoying me. Weird.
Well, don't do that. I don't like anybody doing that.
Okay, my love.
That's bad manners to interrupt a call.
No, my darling. Noni knows when she was asleep. At home, yeah. I extracto estero numero ocho. She's coming to the Hamptons.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know.
Take it easy. But don't interrupt my friend.
No.
You understand?
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
Take care of it. Do it. Make sure you don't do that again, okay?
It's guilt. For yourself
all
of
right.
Wasting life, my
what?
Dear. I can't stand a moment down this fat bitch ass right the tone of my brother was at a dead googly gay bar with a musician, John Wolford, right? My love.
I don't know what you're talking
Harrison was at a gay bar.
You were at a gay bar?
My brother.
Yeah, good for you.
Oh, yeah.
You happy?
No. What?
That's your business.
Whoa, whoa.
Good night, honey. I'm tired. I was sleeping all day. I'm going to
sleep. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I hope I can sleep tonight.
Good. Call me, dog.
Who are you going to call?
I'm going out with David to the discotheque, my love.
What?
Discotheque with David, my love. I love him. My dear, please don't go. Say it ain't so, I will not go. Turn the current on.
Alex, I'm gonna go rest now, honey. Don't bother me, please. I wanna rest, Mom. I have a headache. Bye-bye, dear.
My love. My love, please. Fuck up a thug, I chill out a dog. My dear, you must hear this now. I'm siphoned by the lovely part of hell. I got nothing left to say. I love you till the die of this day. When I give an intonation that I do a damn dab a fam. Solely, totally, golemite, dotly, holy, champ. Oh, my dear. Good night, my love. Goodbye, Bubby.